BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Bathsheba.
The army of Israel went out to war, but David decided to stay home. After taking a nap one afternoon, he walked along the sun deck that was on the roof of the palace. From there, he saw Bathsheba taking a bath. She was the wife of Uriah, one of the 30 fighting men. David sent for her. She came to the palace, and he slept with her that night. In time, she realized she was expecting a baby, and she knew it was from the night she had spent with the king. She sent word to David that she was pregnant. He decided he needed to hide what he had done, so he immediately sent a message to Joab, "Send Uriah to me." When the soldier arrived, David tried several times to get him to go home to his wife. But Uriah said, "No, I wouldn't do that. The Ark of God is on the field of battle. The army of Israel sleeps in tents. Joab and his officers are on the field. I can't eat and drink with my wife while they are sacrificing for our nation." So David wrote a letter to his commander. "Put Uriah in the front, where the fighting is the most fierce. At an assigned moment, have your men fall back, leaving him to die." The king gave the sealed letter to Uriah and told him to take it to Joab. He went back to the battle and gave the letter to his commander. Joab obeyed the order and put Uriah at the exact place that was the most dangerous. At the assigned moment, everyone else fell back, and Uriah was killed. Bathsheba heard that her husband died in battle, and she mourned his death. Once Bathsheba's time of mourning was over, David made her his wife. Soon afterwards, she gave birth to her son. Only God knew about their sin, and he wasn't pleased. The prophet Nathan stood before the king and told this story. "There were two men who lived in the same city. One was rich. He had large herds of cattle and large flocks of sheep. The other was poor. He only had one small lamb, but she was like a daughter to him. The lamb grew up with his children as a pet. The rich man had a friend come to visit. The rich man didn't want to use one of his own sheep for a meal. Instead, he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for his guest." David became angry. "That's disgusting. He deserves to die. He'll give the poor man four lambs for what he's done." Nathan pointed at David and said, "You are the man. The Lord says, 'I made you king over Israel and gave you all you have. So why have you despised me and done this evil? You killed Uriah and took his wife. You did all this in secret, but I'll judge you openly.'" David broke down before Nathan. "I have sinned against the Lord." The Lord heard David's prayer and took away his sin. Still, the Lord punished him for what he did.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.